And there's Joe Smith. Once I hit all my buttons of wonder and fun,
I'm here.
Well, I know you were there.
I'm here.
I couldn't get you from there to here.
Yeah.
Great win last night for the Hoosiers. Joe, again, not a masterpiece. You're going to stick in the Louvre or the Basketball Hall of Fame. The first half a little choppy, a little rough and rugged, but there's a reason you play all 20 minutes in each half. Yeah. Indiana took advantage of a good finish to half number two. An exciting first 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes. Or the first half, great finish. Second half, great start. And away they win. Comfortable winners last night and ascending to the top of the league. A great Thursday night at the Assembly Hall.
You know, we've certainly become accustomed watching Troy Williams move through his career with the good like we saw last night and the not so good like we witnessed Sunday at Michigan State. I and all Indiana fans prefer the good. And when it's good, it's good. Troy, 8 of 9 from the field on Wednesday night. Attacking and finishing at the rim, 18 points and 5 rebounds to help fuel last night's 80-64 blowout at Nebraska. And, of course, coupled with Penn State, shocker at home against number 4, Iowa. Here we are again, tied for first going into the weekend and the lone regular season battle with Purdue coming up Saturday night. Maryland, by the way, plays at winless Minnesota tonight. And who knows, can the Gophers hop onto the Hoosier ally ship with another league shocker this evening? Was it a shocker to see number 5 go about creating havoc with his penetration moves and finishes on Wednesday night? One word, no. After a little sit-down with Coach Tom, Williams talked post-game about putting on an aggressive mindset. Well, that's all fine and good. What he needs help here is to embrace that now, and we'll add two more words, sustained focus, Troy. But the shoe was on the other foot last night. You know, Michigan State opened the second half Sunday on that 16-2 run, which caused separation in that road blowout loss. Indiana fashioned out a 17-4 run of its own the final 5 minutes of the first half after trailing 6 different times by 6 points. They started the second half hitting 6 of its first 7, tacked on 13 more points, and that run really widened out to 30-6. And an 18-point lead, which put Indiana in command. A 19-point lead at the 14:36 mark, thanks to a Troy Williams conventional three-point play. It shrunk to 8, but it never got any closer than that. As the Hoosiers won their 15th straight at home on the McCracken court, its best stretch of play in 9 years. And for a third straight game, the bench added 20-plus points to the winning ledger, buoyed by Juwan Morgan's career night of 12. Juwan, in 11 minutes, also grabbed a career-high 5 rebounds. Indiana on the night hit 9 threes and hit 529 for the game, the 14th time they've hit 50% or better. And like watching Troy in his aggressive mindset, we all know good things happen when Indiana shoots the ball well. 80-64 over Nebraska, an assist as well from Penn State, and an invitation to Minnesota to do the same at home to Maryland tonight. But I'll add a postscript here. The best road record in the Big Ten belongs to Maryland. They're 4-2. Right behind them, Wisconsin, 3-2. And the Badgers, who've won 7 straight, they play on the road at number 8, Michigan State, tonight.
Big Ten. And there's no easy games, Joe. Where do you want to point them out? Iowa did the same thing last night that they did at the Assembly Hall. They didn't shoot free throws very well. They had they were minus 10 at the line, and some of them were front ends. It was in the second half when they were missing them, and they'd never gotten any kind of rhythm offensively and let Penn State hang around and hang around. At one point, Joe, I think Penn State was 7 of 13 from the three-point line. Well, that's going to keep you in any game. The three-point shot, as we know, the great equalizer in college basketball. It's disappointing that we only have one game to talk about Indiana and Purdue this year. I wish the Big Ten would find a way to make that better for the fans, because if we don't buy television subscriptions, and if we don't buy products, and if we don't buy tickets, there is no Jim Delaney making $800 million a year. So let's give the fans maybe what they want a little bit on that. But it's going to be a 65-degree day here in town. The place is going to be off the hook. It's going to be loud and proud. And the Hoosiers, Joe, need this game badly, because we just talked about how hard it is to win on the road in the Big Ten. Where does Indiana go next week? On the road in the Big Ten. They go to Illinois and Iowa. Was that both next week, Illinois and Iowa? Or just Illinois?
One in each week. Illinois next week from tonight, and then the following Tuesday. Well, we got 29 days in February.
Yes, that is exactly right.
So March 1st, that's in Iowa.
Okay.
So a week from Tuesday. we go to Iowa week from Tuesday.
Saturday, Thursday, Tuesday. Okay, that's not the roughest turnaround time there. But again, two games in a row on the road. Indiana can't be looking to having to balance one of those out because they couldn't handle Purdue in the friendly confines of Assembly Hall. So it's big time basketball. It's big time fun. It was great to see Troy once every eight games. We needed a little bit more than that. No doubt about it. And that's four in a row for Yogi, Joe. I don't care any how we're going to shape this one up. Let's get it out of the system now. I told Keith earlier this morning, it's better than talking about this during the Big Ten tournament or the NCAA tournament. But that's four in a row. That's a legitimate concern now. It's not, oops, it's on the road. Now it's been three games at home, and Yogi's going to have to find a way out of it. Same thing. Just got to get him easier shots, got to get him to the foul line. And the Hoosiers have a great opportunity in front of them.
Well, no question about that, and we want to give a shout-out to the IU women.
Terry
Hopefully
Moore's
he'll
crew.
Be loud and proud tonight in the Assembly Hall as they take on Minnesota, looking to end the Gophers' four-game winning streak and stretch its unbeaten home court streak out to 13 straight. And like Minnesota, Indiana's women on a four-game winning streak. 7 o'clock tonight on the McCracken Court.
Girl from Minnesota had 60 in a league game? 60? Did I read that right?
Who, Rachel?
Yeah.
Oh, she's something else. She's Big Ten Player of the Week.
John Blau's article starts today. When she heard about Rachel Banham's 60-point game, Alexis Gassian admits she was slightly perplexed.
Yeah.
What kind of defense was Northwestern playing? 60? Was it Jimmy Rail? Jimmy Rail's granddaughter? What's going on here?
Well, I tell you, she's something else. And like I mentioned earlier in the week, she won that first game of the week. You know,
they beat Iowa at the buzzer.
Three at the buzzer to beat Iowa 78-76. But they've hit 200. And 24 threes coming into this game tonight.
Well,
this season, that's a new program record for Minnesota. And FYI, she had 24 against Indiana in that tough loss.
Didn't she hit a buzzer beater in that game,
January.
Too?
Yeah, but they got beat on another three, and that was by another girl.
Yeah, the girl that only averaged.
Kayla Bailey, yeah.
Gotcha. So, 7 o'clock tonight. Good luck to Terry Moore and her crew. High school basketball tomorrow night.
Yep.
South and Perry Meridian, as you talked about. Number 3, Oklahoma loses to Texas Tech. Number 5, North Carolina loses at home to Duke. So the top 5 took a beating last night in college
Duke,
hoops.
Nice comeback. Tar Heels, I thought, were going to win that ball game, and Duke mounted a threat there, and that game was down at the Smith Center down there.
It wasn't.
Chapel Hill. So
after the game, Roy bemoaning he should have called timeout, but then he explained before that why he doesn't call timeout, because that's what he learned from Dean Smith. Which is it, Roy? You pick. Let us know. Get back to us when the NCAA investigation gets done with you, too.
Yeah.
All right, good job. 8:45, we'll get inside the numbers, talk about what needs to get better and what was really, really good last night.
All righty, we'll be here.
Time for Joe Smith here on a Thursday morning. Why? Well, it's the morning after. The first place Indiana Hoosiers, Joe. I'd never get tired of saying that.
No, never gets old.
Whatever day of the week that might be, that doesn't bother us at all.
No.
The starts haven't been inspiring, but the finishes have been, and I think that's been the key. We haven't seen perfect yet, and we don't want to. We'll save that for later in February and early in March. That's when Indiana wants to turn it up. They did just enough last night, Joe. That run to end the first half and open the second half blew out a game where they trailed for 14 minutes in the first half. But as you mentioned, last hour, Troy Williams back in the saddle again. But we still see that Thomas Bryant and Yogi Ferrell not firing on all cylinders. But the Hoosier team, Joe, gets you about 9 deep, and I think that's one of their biggest advantages. And the way they shoot the basketball at the Assembly Hall, they're not going to lose too many games at all, and they haven't this season.
You know, on Star Wars night in the hall Wednesday night, the Hoosiers of Coach Tom took control of the forces from within their control to capture their 11th conference win and remain unbeaten at home. And good things happen when the ball is dropping through the courts. We've talked about that all season long with this ball club. The Hoosiers are now 15-0 at home. Its best win aggregate on the McCracken court in 9 years. 80-64, opening up the second half against the Huskers, hitting 6 of the first 7 they shot. A 13-2 run to add to a modest 7-0 run to close the first half, and all of a sudden, it was an 18-point lead, and the Hoosiers took control. Never got below 8, reached as high as 20 twice late in the ball game. It was the 14th time this year the Hoosiers have shot the ball well, hit 50% plus, I'm talking about, and that has happened 14 times. After getting outboarded at Michigan State the other day in that blowout loss, Indiana held the advantage there, 32-26. Freshman OG Anunoby and Jawan Morgan had 11 between them. Morgan's 5 was the career best for him to go along with his 12 points, also his best to date in a Hoosier uniform. Balance returned, 4 in double figures. Troy Williams was in his Star Wars attack and finish mode, hitting 8 of 9 for 18 points. And the Hoosiers, a modest 12 turnovers, only 5 in the second half in winning this one by 16. And coupled with Penn State's 4-point home court win over number 4 Iowa on Wednesday night, the Hoosiers and Hawks back tied headed into the weekend. Now, Iowa doesn't play again until next week, and the Hoosiers play rival Purdue Saturday night at 8:30. Purdue, by the way, 3-4 on the road in the Big Ten this season. Maryland plays at winless Minnesota tonight and then catches 8th-ranked Michigan State Sunday afternoon at home in a nationally televised game on CBS. Michigan State is home tonight to red-hot Wisconsin, who's won 7 straight, and they, the Badgers, along with the Terrapins, with the best road records in the Big Ten going into play tonight. Well, what better way to establish a couple of milestones for Troy Williams and Yogi Ferrell? We'll start with Yogi. Yeah, he's in a bit of a funk his last 4 games. 24% from the field, worst yet from behind the line. 5 of 26, 19%. But number 11 is just 13 points shy now of getting his 1,000th career Big Ten milestone mark and move him past Ken Benson into 10th in the league all time. Troy needs 11, by the way, Saturday night for a Hoosier career 1,000-point mark. He'd be the 8th that Coach Tom has reached that particular plateau in his coaching career here. And, we'll see what happens and how things unfold on Saturday night. But who better than homegrown Yogi Ferrell to leave this one to himself and to get out of his funk Saturday night against PU, Saturday night ESPN at 8:30. So prepare for liftoff with the late tip on Saturday night on the McCracken court. Been pretty good to Indiana this year at home, as I say, the best in 9. And while that is going on, the McCracken court, the venue tonight for Terry Morin and the women, home to Minnesota, looking to end the Gopher 4-game winning streak and extend its own to 5 and move into third place tie and push that home court winning streak for the women out to 13 straight. They'll start at 7 o'clock tonight. By the way, switching gears to swimming, got a real good feel about what's going to go on in Ann Arbor this weekend for Ray Luz's women. You know, they haven't won a Big Ten championship in 5 years, but number 6 on the horizon, they laid a pretty good foundation last night, setting the 13th-ranked Hoosiers a new Big Ten record, new pool record up at Canham Natatorium in Ann Arbor with that 135.7 mark in the 200 medley relay. You know, the Hoosiers have been second the last 3 years to Minnesota, and Minnesota has won the last 4, but they're nowhere to be found as Indiana leads after 2 events. Michigan is 2nd. Penn State, Ohio State, and Wisconsin. So maybe good things on the horizon. We hope so by the time the weekend ends for Ray Luz and the IU swimmers and Drew Johansson's divers.
And a big night tonight for Terry Morin's gang. It's an exciting Thursday night. My week's all goofy this week. It's all I thought today was Friday, and I don't know what day it is.
What is today? Thursday, yeah. I don't know. I'm talking to you. It seems like it's Friday.
But it is, but tomorrow's Friday, and we know we got big hoops tonight, so we'll talk about Terry Morin's crew tomorrow morning. We'll also preview Perry Meridian South, which is south as heck. They might as well just jump in the Bloomington Streak pool as well. Men, women at Assembly Hall. Women winning at Assembly Hall, and South's won, what, 10 straight overall?
10 straight on the year.
Going anywhere.
This one. It's a dangerous Perry Meridian team, but, you know, first of all, they got to take care of business, and a big game looming. We'll talk more about it tomorrow, Glass and Terre Haute. The South Braves, who've won 4 in a row, take on the Southport Cardinals. You know, South lost that gut wrencher in the final seconds to Southport. We did on the airways back in December by, I think, 1 or 2 points. But right. Anyway, Terre Haute South wins, and South takes care of business. You're outright Conference Indiana champions. Simple as that.
Exciting times. And as we mentioned, hot day on Saturday, hot night at the Assembly Hall before 2 road games for the Hoosiers. Got to take care of that home court, Joe. I know it's been happening all year long, but Purdue, big, bad Purdue comes to town, and they are big and they are bad in the sense of they're going to cause Indiana. Indiana doesn't like to play that style of basketball, so it's going to be a big, big test for them on Saturday. We'll get caught up tomorrow morning. We'll get you ready for a very busy weekend. We got the IHSA, the draws coming out on Sunday as well.
Yeah, that's Sunday, Sunday afternoon, yeah.
So that'll get us ready for a Monday program as well. Okay, great job as always. The victory streak continues. Women tonight, 7 p.m. host Minnesota, and we'll get caught up with you 7:45 and 8:45. Big show Friday tomorrow.
Hey, I've never told Keith hello. Hello, Keith.
Hey, Joe. Have a good one.
All right. You too, my man.
It's because you thought it was Friday just like I did.
I forgot. You know, not that I forgot he was in the studio. I did. I forgot. I forget a lot of things.
Yeah. Well, you've come to the right place.
Yeah.
You can join us, and we'll all
the joyful Trinity.
We'll all forget to remember together.
Yeah.
Or remember to forget. Which one of those two? All right. We'll see you in the morning.
All righty.